Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
We got now back to where we've always been, a really strong team defensively. And the last six games, we've shown that we're back to the level that we showed last season. And even happier that we've solved that issue, if you want, without losing attacking threat and without losing our goal-scoring threat, which is very, very important in the way that we want to play.
Right, Radio City Sport, we are live at Goodison Park. Where else would you expect on a Saturday afternoon? It's a bit grey and overcast, but the football on show should be bright and cheer everybody as Everton play their final home game on a Saturday before Christmas. Radio City Sport bring you full live commentary of Everton against West Ham. Two teams are out, as you can hear, and with the final international break of the year out of the way, this is the time where clubs hope they can put a consistent run together and set themselves up nicely ahead of the second half of this Premier League season. Today, we have two clubs aiming to achieve exactly that. Everton are unbeaten in four, and West Ham haven't lost any of their last five in the league. When these two meet, though, at Goodison Park, it's generally the Blues who come out on top. Changes today for both sides from their last Premier League games. Everton had a 1-1 draw at Sunderland just on a fortnight ago now. Four changes: Baines, Barry, McGeady and Eto making way for Hibbert, Osman, Naismith and Morales, who's back in the starting 11 for Everton. So let's go through their full lineup today. Tim Howard in goal, Seamus Coleman at right back, Tony Hibbert at left back, we expect. Phil Jagielka, the captain, has Sylvain Distan alongside him, and Distan makes his 200th Everton appearance today. It's also his 450th Premier League appearance. James McCarthy and Leon Osman will be in front of them, and Leon Osman making his 400th game in a blue shirt. Stephen Naismith, Ross Barkley, Kevin Morales and Romelu Lukaku complete the 11. Lukaku making his 50th appearance for the Blues. Kevin Morales back after injury for what will be just his sixth start of this season. On the bench, Mo Besic, Samuel Eto, Christian Atsu, and then a trio of youngsters, Tyus Browning, Luke Garbutt, 17-year-old Ryan Ledson, and also goalkeeper Joel Robles. Five changes forced upon West Ham boss Sam Allardyce, all because of injury problems. No Song, Kiarte, Downing, Valencia or Sacco, who of course has delivered the goods in terms of goals for them this season. So in come Nolan, Tompkins, Amalfitano, Carlton Cole and Andy Carroll for his first start of the season. Injury problems have certainly blighted his appearances in a West Ham jersey. So it's Adrian in goal across the back. Well, we'll see how it pans out for West Ham, because we've got Jenkinson, Collins, Reed and Tompkins. Aaron Cresswell also, who's been playing at left back, may well move forward to a left-sided midfield role. We'll see. Amalfitano, Noble and Nolan in the middle, and then Carroll and Cole up front.
More importantly, who's the referee?
Mark Clattenburg is the man in the middle. Let me tell you, the last Everton game he did, Graham, we beat Manchester United 2-0 here in David Moyes' final United game as manager.
I'll reserve my judgment, but listen, looking at the West Ham side, they're a big physical side. I don't expect them to change that much. I think they'll go direct. They've got Carroll and Cole up front. I think they'll just lump at every opportunity, set pieces. We've got to make sure we defend properly. If you get the ball down and pass it, well, that, hopefully we cause them problems.
I think you're right. We're underway. And it does look like West Ham have gone five across the back for me. Three centre-backs and the two wing-backs. Everton are attacking the Park End goal in the first half.
Tell you that, Al, sorry, but for that formation, so what, you're giving up a lot of space in midfield.
Yeah.
Everton can move
possession.
The ball
quick. No Gareth Barry in the Everton side today, but McCarthy and Osman will look to do exactly what Graham said there, try and move the ball quickly and get Everton in front of the penalty area as soon as. On the ball, Tony Hibbert. An unfamiliar left-back berth for him, but he's capable there, isn't he, Graham?
Definitely. He's a defender, first and foremost. But
there's Barkley with a great run through. Morales is offside, and the goalkeeper just got there on the edge of his box.
Well, that's what I'm saying. West Ham, the way they're setting up, especially when you've got like Kevin Nolan in there, he's not getting any younger. You know, we should be able to move the ball quickly, get round them. There's a good spot from Barkley. Morales just going, just coming back from an offside position.
A number of these West Ham players haven't figured too much this season. Carlton Cole making just his fourth Premier League start. Kevin Nolan, it's only his second start of the season, captain of this West Ham side. And Andy Carroll on the ball at the moment, making his first start. But my word, making an impression with that pass for Carl Jenkinson, who's got forward down the right-hand side. Jenkinson drives it back in. And Everton fortunate there with Jackie Elka not to put through his own goal.
What a ball in. You know, Andy Carroll, I think, got a little bit of luck with his pass. It eventually found its way to Jenkinson. One touch, whips it across 6-yard box. I think it's Phil Jagielka. Slides in and deflects it away from the goal. Quite easy of going in.
Here's Barkley, 15 yards outside the penalty area. Stroking the ball across for Coleman. Right edge of the 18-yard box, taking on Cresswell. Just held up. Pulls it back for McCarthy, 10 yards outside the box. His attempted ball in is blocked by Nolan. Everton pick up the loose ball again, and Osman threads a great ball in for Coleman. Coleman cuts it back. Oh, Naismith has fired over Everton's clearest opportunity of the game, and Naismith has lifted it high into the fans in the Park End, and that was a very, very presentable chance.
Oh, it's a great chance. He should really do better. It's a fantastic ball from Leon Osman inside the fullback. Good run from Coleman. Presence of mind just to pull it back to Naismith. He really should be putting his foot through that. Goes with his inside of his foot and doesn't go over the top of it. I think he's got to drill that, leaning back over the top. That's a really good opportunity for Stephen Naismith.
And he knows it. Good following of West Ham fans here today.
Yeah, great following.
Turned out in their numbers to support their club. In the lofty heights of fourth place in the Premier League. Coming into this weekend's round of fixtures. West Ham have played 11, won 5, drawn 3 and lost 3. Here's Lukaku, edge of the penalty area. Well, it was a shot on goal, on target, but it carried no real power and it was straight at goalkeeper Adrian.
Yeah, it's half a chance. Why not? You know, he's got not a yard of space around for Naismith. Difficult one to control. He does that. Just chokes his shot into the ground. Comfortable save from the West Ham goalkeeper. Half a chance. Oh, brilliant, son.
Here's Morales for Lukaku. Lukaku might break here, edge of the penalty area for Kevin Morales, who's turned back onto his left foot. Morales again on his right, has a dig at goal, blocked on the edge of the box by Nolan, picked up again by Everton. Barkley just outside the penalty area for Coleman now on the right hand side. Barkley again. West Ham with plenty of men camped behind the ball. Barkley once more down the right hand side, trying to take on Mark Noble, and Noble got the better of him, but Coleman wins it back immediately for Everton. McCarthy knocks it inside for Leon Osman. Osman for Barkley, a little 1-2, it's back with Osman. Coleman making a run forward. Osman's done well, he's turned into the penalty area. He's put it across towards Naismith. Naismith will keep it in play and drill it back across goal. And nobody there to get the vital touch to take it into the empty net. Picked up on the far side by Everton again. Osman, Hibbert! Oh, no wonder he hasn't scored in 326 Everton appearances now.
It's worth an effort, but it's great play from Stephen Naismith. Great little ball. Just think the ball's going away from Naismith. He doesn't give it up. Gets it byline. Whips a great cross across the goal mouth. It goes through the goalkeeper's legs. There's no Everton forward to apply the final touch, but good play from Naismith. Just need something. This is before Kevin Morales, great little play on the edge of the box. And eventually the ball falls to Tony Ebert, and the rest is history, as you say.
McCarthy heads it inside for Osman, flicked to the edge of the penalty area. Naismith on for Barkley. Barkley has done well, got a shot in, breaks for Lukaku. Must be! Yes! Everton are in front, and Romelu Lukaku picking up the pieces on the end of the deflected ball into the penalty area from the eventual shot that ping-ponged into his path. But he made no mistake, said thank you very much, and he wrapped it home left-footed to give Adrian no chance, and Everton finally break down West Ham in this first half in the 26th minute.
Yeah, tell you what, I've got a little bit of good fortune here. Could have been offside, but it's a great little turn on the edge of the box from Barkley. The ball gets blocked, eventually falls to Lukaku. I thought he might have been in an offside position, but he controls it and drills it low past the goalkeeper, 1-0.
Howard, the ball across the penalty area for Distan, who's played McCarthy into trouble, and Everton into trouble, and West Ham almost level the shot, drilled wide by Amal Fitano from just outside the box. Of Everton's own making.
Well, that's what happens, you know, when you try to play the style of football, and you know, a little bit of press and a little bit of slack play from Everton give them an opportunity.
Jenkinson forward down the right with Amal Fitano ahead of him. Jenkinson's gone on his own. It's a great run by Jenkinson. He's found Carroll, who scooped it over the crossbar from 10 yards out. Good run by the right wing back Carl Jenkinson, and Carroll with half a chance there.
Yeah, well, it's a problem down on left hand side. Morales is not getting back to help Tony Hibbert, and he's getting outnumbered going down that side. You know, it's Leon Osman trying to get back. He's not got the legs to help his fullback. Good run, good pick out, just slightly behind Andy Carroll, under pressure from Seamus Coleman, lifts it over the top.
Ball cleared by Tim Howard. West Ham in possession with Noble, forward to Carlton Cole. Trying to flick it inside there for Carroll, but Everton have it again. Coleman, who's knocked the ball across, and yet again Everton have given possession away cheaply. You see what Everton are trying to do, and it's something that Roberto Martinez wants his players to play their way out of defence at times, but it can cause problems.
You're inviting West Ham on, here's a chance.
Here's Jenkinson again with a shot which has taken a deflection, and the deflection off a West Ham player has given Everton a goal kick. Lukaku celebrating his 50th appearance with a goal.
It's a good little spell for West Ham.
Yeah, we're looking to get back on level terms before half-time. We're under 10 minutes away from half-time. Yet again, Everton have given the ball away cheaply. Amal Fitano for Nolan. And Nolan, I think, might have just been caught in two minds there. Thought about a shot, then tried to lay it into Carroll, and it ran through to Tim Howard.
That's a good ball.
Now Everton are on the break, and a chance to run at West Ham. Naismith through for Barkley. Flag stays down. He's left it for Lukaku, and he is offside. Barkley should have taken that on his own. He left it for Lukaku, who in the end was in an offside position. The flag was raised, he put the ball into the net, and it doesn't count.
Well, I thought Ross Barkley was offside at the start as well. The referee was slow to react, the lines were slow to react. But it's after you, Claude.
It is indeed.
Just going. I think the both of them are offside.
Yeah, they do both look offside. His flag stays down here. Barkley left it for Lukaku, and then the flag went up. Now Coleman, right-hand side, inside the West Ham half. Strong challenge from McCarthy. And it leaves Amal Fitano on the deck. And Sam Allardyce not too happy. Winston Reid getting involved. He wants to let McCarthy know what he thinks about that challenge. And James Collins now as well. And West Ham players are losing their cool. I don't think the referee's even given a free kick, Graham.
He's won the ball.
He did get the ball, and it's still going on here inside the Everton half, with players having to be separated by their teammates. Now, Tim Howard has come from outside his penalty area to get involved and try and calm things down, and it's all gone a little sour. All from that James McCarthy challenge on Morgan Amalfitano, where he won the ball, left Amalfitano on the deck, and the result was a throw-in.
Fair tackle, he's won the ball. The referee's not given a foul, so he can't change his mind now. I don't think there'd be too much wrong with Malfitano. I think he made the most of it.
Well, Sam Allardyce isn't best pleased either. Winston Reid has been shown a yellow card, and that is because he immediately got involved and raised his arms at an Everton player as he chased McCarthy. So one yellow card shown, and a yellow for McCarthy as well.
That's ridiculous, because he wasn't going to give him that.
Not at all.
And it's only because of reaction. And there's nothing wrong with Malfitano, let me tell you. Absolutely nothing wrong with him. That's a reaction of Allardyce, the manager, and the West Ham players.
Well, because a free kick was not initially awarded.
No, he should now give a free kick.
Yeah, he will. I bet you he does. Yeah.
Which he didn't do.
Well, here's the challenge again. And he gets the ball.
Wins the ball.
Well, both players. It's a 50-50 challenge, a clear 50-50 challenge. And McCarthy and Amalfitano both going for the ball. Amalfitano just turned his back on it a little. And I think that was all rather unnecessary in terms of the reaction from West Ham players.
Definitely. And what's the linesman from the far side getting involved as well? And he's given a throw-in. How can he give a throw-in if he's booked James McCarthy?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. If he deems that as a reckless challenge, that's a foul.
Well, it looks like play is going to resume with the throw-in. And you have to ask that question, why has McCarthy got a yellow card if it's not a free kick? Because he didn't respond to the West Ham players who gathered around him. Amalfitano is fine, I can tell you that.
Absolutely.
And play goes on with a throw in.
Why am I not surprised it's him?
Still inside the West Ham half, here's Amalfitano, who's as fit as a fiddle. Tompkins up towards Carroll, chesting it down for Morgan Amalfitano. Forward into the Everton half for Kevin Nolan. Everton battling to win it back with Osman and McCarthy. Andy Carroll wins it for West Ham, and they come away with the ball. Carroll shoots from distance and screws it well wide, as Everton claim they should have had a free kick. That's what the Everton fans think.
Yeah, referees have been shocking again.
Andy Carroll's shot was well wide in the end. 2 minutes of stoppage time are up on my watch. Referee Mark Plattenberg will have a look at his and blows his whistle for half-time at Goodison Park. Everton in at the break, leading by the Romelu Lukaku goal on 26 minutes, which West Ham complained about because Lukaku looked in an offside position, but the ball deflected into his path off a West Ham player after Barkley's shot was blocked. Prior to that, Naismith had hit the clearest opportunity of the game over the crossbar. He'd also drilled one across the face of goal. Amalfitano's strike wide on 32 minutes is probably the closest West Ham have come. But that was of Everton's own making after a series of lapses in terms of defensive errors, trying to play their way out of trouble. Everton in at the break, leading by a goal to nil. I think it's a deserved half-time lead, Graeme.
Well, I think it's a close game, Al. I don't think the referee's helping. He's going off to a chorus of boos here, some strange decisions, but I don't think it's a fluent Everton performance. I think there's been a lot of mistakes in there. They've been too casual at times, giving the ball away in dangerous areas. Get the benefit of the goal, good finish from Lukaku. But being a bit bitty, a bit stop-start. Had the incident near with the incident with McCarthy and his tackle. Kind of livened things up a little bit. But, you know, West Ham, you know, we shouldn't be surprised. They're just going to knock it long and try and pick up seconds from Carroll and Cole. But we've just got to keep our heads, you know, just get the ball down. I thought Kevin Morales started the game brightly, then kind of died out of it when it became more of a physical battle. But we've just got to keep our heads, keep playing the right way, and we'll get other opportunities. We had another opportunity where maybe Ross Barkley should have been more selfish and went on his own. But, you know, they're selling the game. That's what they'll be saying. Set pieces, you know, they haven't had a corner yet. Set pieces, they can score off. So we've got to make sure defensively. We've coped quite well with them defensively. I thought Jack Elk and Distan have done quite well. Tony Hibbert defensively done well. Maybe not as much as an attacking threat as what Leighton Baines is. But we've just got to keep our head and don't get involved. James McCarthy's on a yellow card. You know, what we're having to do is don't get him involved with the likes of Nolan in there. He'll be looking to get him the second yellow card and sent off. So keep our heads, keep our discipline, just up it a little bit, you know, more care in the final third. Get the ball forward to Lukaku a little bit quicker. You know, they're getting men behind the ball and making it difficult for us. They're happy for us to have the ball not in danger here. So, as I just say at times, get the ball forward, get us further up the field. And a final third, we've got the players to cause them damage, Morales in particular. But we need to get the ball forward quicker for them. You know, and if we can do that, keep a discipline, you know, hopefully 3 points are here for them. But the game is not finished as yet.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
And welcome back inside Goodison Park as we prepare to get the second half underway. Just waiting for the appearance of the rest of the Everton players and the referee.
I don't mind the Everton players, I don't care if the referee never come out.
Might be a better game without him, Graham. Yeah.
Referee yourself.
We can't see any changes as far as West Ham are concerned at the moment. They've been out there for a minute or so. And Everton, likewise, not expecting any changes at half-time. Here comes McCarthy, and followed closely by referee Mark Clattenburg, who's not a popular figure at Goodison Park anyway.
No.
And today just will confirm the fact that he won't endear himself any further to Evertonians.
Just looking at it and thinking, you know, the first goal's an interesting one, Alan, whether it's offside or not. You know, Seven could get a deal there. The second one, the booking McCarthy, maybe. Mm. For his reaction after that, I didn't see James McCarthy doing a lot after the actual incident. It was more the West Ham player for me.
Yeah, I would agree. We're underway for the second half. Everton are attacking the Gladys Street end in this second half, leading by the Lukaku goal that came on 26 minutes. No changes in the two sides. Amal Fattano for Zarate. Zarate trying to manoeuvre his way inside of Naismith. Didn't achieve what he set out to do, and it's a throw-in for
really,
West Ham.
Really sloppy. Really sloppy. Can't string two passes together at the moment.
Not at all. Everton need a bit more bite as well. Here's Zarate.
That's too easy.
Looking to inject that for West Ham. He's got the ball back. He's on the edge of the penalty area. And he fires towards goal, takes a deflection, loops over Tim Howard, and West Ham are level. The substitute has made an immediate impact. Mauro Zarate off the bench, scoring via a deflection for West Ham. But you have to say, to a certain extent, it has been coming. Everton lacks, West Ham level.
Definitely, it's a deflection off Phil Jagielka at the end, but it's, again, it's too easy. He comes inside, too easy. Deflects off Phil Jagielka. Pass is stranded. Tim Howard is on the six-yard box. A little bit of luck for West Ham, but, you know, Everton have architects their own downfall. You know, they've been sloppy, you know, in possession. Passing hasn't been crisp enough. Giving the ball away in daft areas. Now they've got to do something here. You know, not many options on the bench. Is it a time for Samuel Eto'o with a little bit of craft? But we just look, nothing inventive at all.
Zarate. Certainly given West Ham something in terms of carrying the ball towards the penalty area. And here's Jenkinson down the right. Jenkinson's ball into the box. Howard gets something on it to direct it away. And Everton will look to break themselves with Naismith. For Morales. Morales has got Barkley on the run. Morales miscontrols, shows too much of it to James Collins. And West Ham have possession. And here's Amal Fattano. Amal Fattano down the right hand side. Can't get past Hibbert and Barkley. And Everton have got themselves a free kick on this touchline on the near side. In fact, the referee says play on because Everton have the ball inside the West Ham half now. McCarthy coming forward down that left. Back inside onto his right foot, curls one! Oh, just over the crossbar of Adrian. What a strike that was from James McCarthy. You could see exactly what he was trying to achieve, and my word, he almost delivered.
Well, he's the one in midfield who's at the races. You know, he's the one that's winning tackles, getting forward. Energy levels is always fantastic. He needs to bring a few of his teammates along with him to stop this tempo, because giving them too many opportunities to throw the ball in the box.
Yeah, they've got a free kick here. And that will be the signal for the boys from the back to join the likes of Andy Carroll inside the penalty area.
Yeah, well, you're looking at most likely team to win just now is West Ham. We just seem a little bit lopsided.
Free kick in front of the Hammers fans on that Bullens Road side of the ground. It's Everton defending here in numbers inside their own box. Free kick whipped in and comes off the boot of Winston Reid. Might break here for Amalfitano. Good save, Tim Howard. I think it might just have been sneaking wide, but Howard had to make sure, and he got a good hand on it. It was a good shot from Amalfitano.
Yeah, he did. It was a good strike. He's spot on. I think it was going wide, but still the pressure's building.
Kevin Nolan's ball forward for Matt Jarvis. Jarvis has got Carroll going towards the penalty area. Jarvis on his own, taking on Jagielka. Jarvis with the shot into the side netting. And Everton get away with that lightning West Ham break there.
Yeah, and it's good defending from Phil Jagielka. Really good defending, one against one, and Jarvis, he knows he can't go diving in. He's got to try and hold him up for as long as possible, waiting for reinforcements. Jarvis goes on his left. Yeah, it's good defending from Phil Jagielka.
It's a corner for West Ham on their right. Again, it's the left-footed delivery into the penalty area, away by Everton as far as Lukaku, just outside the penalty area. And one back by West Ham, Jarvis in for Zarate. Zarate's high ball in, should be the keeper's. Howard got something on it, and McCarthy has to clear from the dead ball line. And Everton trying to scramble it away. They do it.
Go on, run him.
Lukaku. Eto's going forward. Oh, and play goes on, even though Lukaku has fouled, because the ball broke for Eto, for Osnabrück.
Yes! Yes!
Advantage played by referee Mark Clattenburg. And Leon Osman, on his 400th Everton appearance, may well have scored the winning goal for the Blues at Goodison Park against West Ham from a lightning Everton break. Lukaku was fouled by Collins but released the ball to Eto. Eto's ball into the box. Leon Osman marks a wonderful, wonderful landmark of 400 appearances with a goal for Everton. His first in the Premier League this season. What a time to get it.
And by the way, what a fantastic ball from Samuel Eto'o. Lukaku does well. Collins brings him down, but Samuel Eto'o, presence of mind, just a look up. See Osman's up there, and he's rolled a fantastic ball across. Leon Osman's still got a lot to do. Slides in, left-footed, 2-1. But it's fantastic play from Samuel Eto'o. Top of experience in the right pass. That's a man to do it. The right pass at the right time. All credit to Leon Osman getting forward as well.
Cresswell knocks it out to the West Ham left for Jarvis, who just about keeps possession for West Ham and drills one across to this right-hand side, the corner of the box for Amalfitano. Amalfitano looking to take on Tony Hibbert. Amalfitano's ball into the box is a decent one. And a back break here for Jarvis. It does. His shot towards goal. And Collins saw his effort saved by Tim Howard when maybe he should have scored.
Well, I think he might have been offside, Al, but tell you what, all credit to Tim Howard for making the save, but far too easy.
He did just look offside.
Yeah, but he's just got to concentrate here, Evan. It's a bit hurly-burly at the moment. Concentrate.
Howard drops the ball inside his penalty area to clear up towards Samuel Eto'o. A little header into the path of Lukaku. Lukaku manages to hold the ball up and plays in Seamus Coleman, who's made a great run ahead of Jarvis. Coleman, right edge of the penalty area. Coleman into the 18-yard box, drills one towards goal, off Cresswell, behind for a corner.
Is this their first corner? I think this may
second
be
half.
Second, yeah. You know, yeah. That's better hold-up play from Lukaku, gets us further up the field. We'll get a corner, we won't be in any hurry to take this.
Yeah. Corner, right-hand side.
I'll have to say, Al, that the substitution for me that's changed it is Samuel Eto'o. He's come on and given us more nous.
Yep, that's exactly it. Knows when to hold the ball up, when to release it, and where to go on the pitch.
Yeah.
Here he is on the ball at the moment. Now Osman takes over. Osman back into Samuel Eto'o. A great return pass for Osman. Osman back for Eto'o. Oh, and he's hit it wide. What a goal that would have been. Wonderful link-up play between Samuel Eto'o and Leon Osman. The final effort wide, but that just sums up exactly what we've just spoken about.
Yeah, fantastic play between the two of them. Just his left foot just steers it wide.
was it, his wrong foot? Should have gone with his right?
I'm not sure. I'll just comes across him. I think he sticks his foot out. I think it's his heel. But great feet from Leon Osman. Great little turn. 1-2. See you later. The presence of mind just to pick him out. Oh, and it just hits his heel more than anything else.
Everton in possession. Leon Osman on the ball. Back for Tony Hibbert. Full time, and Everton have done it again. They have beaten West Ham to extend their unbeaten run against the Londoners to 14 games, and the excellent record of only having lost one of the last 18 here against West Ham continues. And quite fittingly, Leon Osman on his 400th appearance for Everton Football Club is the man who has scored the winning goal in the second half of this game after West Ham got themselves level on 56 minutes by a deflected Zarate effort that came off Jagielka and looped over Tim Howard. Everton brought on Samuel Eto'o, and he really gave Everton the nous and guile to change the game, and he was the man who played the wonderful pass into the path of Leon Osman to steer the ball into the Gladys Street net and give Everton all 3 points against West Ham, who started the day in fourth place. It's a very, very good win for Everton. It extends their unbeaten Premier League run to 5 games. It gives them their second home victory of the season. And you have to say, on a day when a number of Everton players out, missing through injury, those that stepped in, stepped up to the plate. Leon Osman, in particular, providing the winning goal. 2-1.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, the result, that was what it was all about today. It was never going to be an easy game. We had their injuries. West Ham had injuries and made it difficult for us. You know, the way they play, you know, lump things forward, get the opportunity, got some decent players. I think their substitution in the second half changed it a little bit, but brought them into it. But listen, you've got to give them credit. It wasn't a great Everton performance, you know, but they stuck at it. A lot of misplaced passes. I certainly think the introduction of Samuel Eto'o made the difference in the game. I thought he gave you that extra little bit of class. You know, I thought Morales had did well, you know, considering his first game back. But Eto'o just gave us that little bit of class. Involved in the goal, could have scored himself. And, you know, I just thought for his pass for Leon Osman, you see it again on the television tonight. You know, not many players would have found that pass. They'd have taken an extra touch, but he's seen Osman, he's put it on a plate for him, he's done really well. And he's Aussie starting finish with his left foot. It's a good finish. But it's a hard fought, 2-1. Hard fought, 2-1. But the manager will take it. Have we played better than that? Of course we have. It was a scruffy 2-1, but we had to defend. Well, you're looking at man the match performance. I thought Jagielka and Distan for the whole were exceptional against Carroll and Carlton Cole, and they're trying to knock balls forward. Tim Howard did well, came and collected him when he had to. So a lot of good performances in there, but we've seen better here. But listen, the result is all that counts. It was important we got a home result under our belts with the number of players we've got missing. You know, they've dug in there, and fair play to him. Tony Hibbert came in at left back, not his favourite position, but defensively, very, very good. So, you know, some good performances in there. Not the most cohesive of team performances, but I think everybody inside this stadium, Everton supporters, would have taken that before the game.
Yeah, and it's a period where you've got to try and pick up points. They come thick and fast with a European game on Thursday and then a tough trip to Tottenham next weekend. So it's an important one for Everton.
Definitely. Well, it'll be an interesting one. Thursday away to Wolfsburg will be a tough, tough game. It'll be interesting to see. The unfortunate thing today was Stephen Naismith stretched off.
Yeah.
Have to wait to see what the extent is of that injury. Don't expect to see him playing on Thursday. So he's got to mix and match again. And Thursday's not a gimme. You know, that'll be a tough, tough game against Wolfsburg. So, you know, going into a run of fixtures, Tottenham away as well, it's going to be tough. But I tell you what, they'll take a lot of optimism out of that, the players, because that was a battle. Wasn't their best performance, they know that.
Yeah.
But Lukaku scored again. You know, his goals per game ratio is excellent. So he scores again, and Aussie gets the winner. And he's 400th appearance, so fantastic. Icing on the cake. Headlines tomorrow, Leon Osman. we'll take it. 3 points, we'll take it. That's all we'll say. We can play better.
So who is getting the Man of the Match award as far as the Motor Range award is concerned,
well,
Ken?
Well, I think Eto'o made a massive difference when he came on in the short cameo role, if you like. Fantastic, you know, ability keeping the ball. I don't think he passed, keep one away. As I said before in the summing up, I thought the whole back four did well. Jagielka, Elkin, Dissan, particular Tim Howard. I've got to give that man again. It's getting boring. But I just think McCarthy, you know.
It's not boring if he's delivering the goods, Graham. We'll take it all the season.
What rate, determination, passion, commitment, effort, whatever you want to do. You know, they raved about Roy Keane and when he played at Manchester United and all that. He's the same spirit as that. Wins tackles, gets in good in the air. Had a fabulous shot that, you know, another day could have went in. So I just think for his all-round performance, I thought my Motor Range won the match. Once again, James McCarthy.
Post-match. I think, obviously, you can see West Ham are playing with a lot of confidence. It doesn't matter what players are on the pitch. They know exactly what they do. They can be really difficult to contain in terms of the way that they can score goals from just being in the right areas of the pitch. I thought we defended magnificently throughout, and just that we never accepted defeat, and we had to show character, we had to show personality, we had to cope with our little changes, we had to lose important players today, and I couldn't be happier and prouder. And those 3 points are coming just because of the personality, the character and the attitude of the players, and that's very, very important in a 10-month competition, because it's going to give us just the platform that a winning team needs.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.